Vishnupadaya Krishna Prataya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kinamine Namaste
Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadyade Sharadine
Jaya
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shriyaveta Gadada Shivastani Gora Tavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna consciousness has been described as a type of cultivation.
Svjetnost Krishna je opisana kao oblik kultiviranja.
It is described that at one stage a living entity who is fortunate gets the seed of Krishna consciousness in the heart. And from that moment on he has the wonderful duty to cultivate that seed.
Opisano je da ona duša koja je sretna dobila mogućnost svjesnosti Krišne, dobila sjeme svjesnosti Krišne u srcu i onda može kultivirati to sjeme.
Yes. When the now that when this seed of Krishna consciousness takes root in the heart, it starts to grow until it becomes a strong plant which ultimately finds shelter at the lotus feet of God.
Ono što je lijepo u svjesnosti Krišne je kad ta sjemenka razvije korijen u našem srcu, ona se razvija s vremenom u jednu predivnu biljku koja nalazi utočište do kod lotusa i stopala Boga.
Yes. This analysis is very, very relevant for us.
Ova analiza je jako važna za nas.
When you grow a plant, in the initial stages, you have to be very careful to fence it.
Kod uzgajanja biljka u početnim fazama moramo biti jako pažljivi da ju ogradimo.
To protect it.
Da bi ju zaštitili.
In the same way, you will have to protect the plant of your Krishna consciousness by the fence of the very good association of devotees.
Na isti način trebamo zaštititi našu biljku predanog služenja ogradom jako finog druženja sa baktama.
Mm-hmm. I think you have been in Vrindavan in India where this example is very obvious. You can see that they have almost little cages around the small trees.
Ako ste bili u Vrindavanu u Indiji ili netko zna kako je tamo, možete vidjeti da postoje gotovo kao male spilje oko tih malih drvaca.
They know if they don't protect the young tree, monkeys can come and also cows who eat away from the plant.
Naravno, ako nema tog malog kaveza koji štiti biljku, onda će doći majmuni i krave i oni će ih pojesti.
It's almost little cages.
Gotovo kao mali kavezi su to.
Yes. So, in the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, when the plant is still not so strong, we are absolutely dependent on the association of devotees so that we can remain enthusiastic.
Na početku svjesnosti Krišne, dok je biljka tako još mlada, u potpunosti smo ovisni o društvu bhakta kako bismo ostali entuzijastični.
Otherwise, there will be, our plant can be eaten away.
U protivnom, naša biljka može biti pojedena.
One maimon, a monkey, which can be dangerous, are certainly our old habits which we have adopted in our previous association with materialistic people.
Jedan od majmuna koji može biti opasan za našu biljčicu jesu naše navike koje smo usvojili družići se s materialističkim ljudima.
To show you how strong habits are I wish to make a little experiment with you.
Kako bih vam pokazao kako su snažne te navike, htio bih napraviti jedan mali eksperiment sa vama.
Even those who have done this experiment with me are encouraged to join us in this experiential learning.
Čak i oni koji su već sudjelovali u ovakvom eksperimentu su pozvani da se također pridruže.
Please fold your arms, but fold them in the way you feel comfortable.
Molim vas prekrižite vaše ruke, ali na taj način kako se osjećate najugodnije.
Do you really feel comfortable?
Je li ugodno tako prekrižite ruke? Ili trebate na neki drugi način?
Okay, everyone comfortable?
Yes, svima je u redu.
Godana, we are folding our arms in a way that we feel comfortable. Now comes the experiment.
Sad dolazi eksperiment.
Please fold your arms the other way around.
Sad molim vas da prekrižite vaše ruke na drugačiji način.
In other words, if you have your left hand on your right shoulder, then you go like this.
Znači ako imate recimo imam desnu ruku preko lijeve, onda treba napraviti obrnuto. Onda treba napraviti obrnuto.
How does this feel?
Kako se osjećate?
Strange.
Neobično se.
Tata, how does this feel?
Kako se vi osjećate?
Isto
neobično. Change for him.
Yes, strange. Yes, we are habituated to hold our arms in a certain way.
Da, mi smo navikli da držimo naše ruke na određeni način.
I think no one of you has ever thought in his life, how do I fold my arm? We just do it out of habit.
Mislim da nitko od vas nije razmišljao kako sad ja prekrižim ruke. Mi to jednostavno činimo iz navike.
But the moment you try to break the habit,
onog trenutka kad pokušate na neki način promijeniti tu naviku, onda to postaje čudan osjećaj.
With this little experiment, you have discovered a deep psychological truth.
Ovim malim eksperimentom na stvari ste otkrili jednu duboku psihološku istinu.
Every day you do something out of habit.
Svakog dana vi činite nešto iz navike.
These habits are very deeply ingrained in your being.
Te navike su duboko ukorijenjene u vašem biću.
The moment you try to adopt another habit,
onog trenutka kad pokušate prihvatiti novu naviku,
go out of the old patterns,
i kada se pokušate maknuti od starih navika, starih načina djelovanja,
your mind will start to react.
I vaš će se on početi buniti.
You won't feel always comfortable.
I nećete se uvijek osjećati ugodno.
And your mind will try to bring you back to the old pattern of activity.
I onda će vas um pokušati vratiti na staru šemu aktivnosti.
And this is how strong habits are.
Tako su snažni te navike.
We are confronting this in our daily lives.
I mi se tome suprotstavljamo u našem svakodnevnom životu.
We have a material background and material habits.
Naša pozadina je materialistička, isto tako i naše navike.
And now we are trying to live a life of spirituality.
I sada pokušavamo živjeti duhovnim životom.
Don't expect that it will be very, very easy for you.
I nemojte očekivati da će to biti baš jako lako.
You will find out that your habits will come back.
I otkrićete da će se vaše navike početi vraćati.
That you will feel a little strange.
Da ćete se osjećati pomalo čudno.
And that your mind gravitates to the old life.
I da vaš um gravitira ili je sklon starom životu.
Do you know what I am talking about?
Razumijete ono o čemu govorim?
I think we all know.
Mislim da svi znamo.
We have experience. When you grow the plant of your Krishna consciousness,
kad uzgajate vašu biljku svjesnosti Krishna,
it is therefore extremely important to have again and again association with strong devotees.
Jako je važno da iznova i iznova imate društvo snažnih bhakta.
This association is like a fence so that the old habits cannot come into your life again and pull you away from the life of Krishna consciousness.
to druženje je jako važno, tako da ove stare navike se ne bi pojavile i odvukle vas nazad od života svjesnosti Krišne.
Without that fence of the protecting fence of the association, the monkeys of your old habits will for sure eat the young plant of Krishna consciousness.
Bez zaštite te ograde druženja sa drugim baktama, majmuni vaših starih navika će sigurno pojesti biljku vašeg predanog služenja.
I would like to now describe to you an important journey which each devotee who comes to Krishna consciousness has to make in his life.
Sada bih vam htio objasniti jedno jako važno putovanje koje mora učiniti svaki bakta koji krene putem svjesnosti Krišne.
It is the journey from the unsteady or shaky platform of Krishna consciousness to the steady or the firm state of Krishna consciousness.
To je put od nepostojane svjesnosti Krišne do postojane čvrste svjesnosti Krišne.
When we begin Krishna consciousness, we are usually finding ourselves to be quite enthusiastic.
Kad počnemo sa svjesnosti Krišne, uglavnom smo prilično entuzijastični.
The newness of the new culture attracts us.
Ta novosti koja donosi nova kultura nas privlače.
The nice music, the very attractive food, the unusual type of association become is totally new, and our mind is amazed and surprised and even enlivened.
Naš um je potpuno zapanjen i iznenađen i čak je sav je obodren time što imamo novu hranu, jako ukusnu, novi način glazbe, novo način ponašanja.
But after some time, we experience a strange phenomena.
Ali nakon nekog vremena možemo iskusiti neobičan fenomen.
We are no longer so fascinated.
Više nismo toliko fascinirani sa svim.
We feel sometimes a little dry.
I ponekad se osjećamo pomalo suho.
Even we have symptoms of burnout.
I ponekad se izgleda kao da smo izgorjeli u cijelom procesu.
And then after some time we think, enough. I don't want to be a wishy-washy, and we again make a special endeavor.
I onda nakon nekog vremena možemo reći, sad je dosta, ne želim biti neki mišmaš bakta. I onda ponovo činimo poseban napor.
Our spiritual life is going in waves.
Naš duhovni život se kreće u valovima.
Sometimes we have a good period.
Ponekad imamo dobar period.
Then we see again that we enter almost the desert Sahara.
Da možemo vidjeti da završimo gotovo u pustinji Sahari.
We are not refreshed.
Nismo više tako svježi.
It becomes a drag.
I onda to postane poteškoća.
Yeah, boredom.
Postane dosadno.
Yes. What is going on? We ask ourselves.
Pitamo se.
The Srila Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur has explained that in the beginning our enthusiasm is mainly there because of external reasons.
Srila Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur objašnjava da je naš entuzijazam u početku prisutan uglavnom zbog vanjskih razloga.
We adopt the external features of Krishna consciousness and are fascinated.
U stvari prihvaćamo izvanjske stvari svjesnosti Krišne i s njima smo fascinirani.
When I joined Krishna consciousness, several of my friends joined Krishna consciousness.
Kad sam se ja pridružio svjesnosti Krišne, nekolicina mojih prijatelja također se pridružila.
I remember they said, oh, this is very revolutionary.
Sjećam se da su rekli, ovo je jako revolucionarno.
It is the ultimate alternative to material life. And we are revolutionaries, we like this.
Konačna alternativa materijalnom životu, mi smo revolucionari, nam se to sviđa.
Some of my friends were musicians and they said, oh, these are very interesting new types of melodies. We have not heard this in our previous musical experience.
Neki od mojih prijatelja bili su glazbenici i onda su rekli, a ovo je nekako specijalna vrsta glazbe, nismo još ništa slično iskusili u našim prijašnjim iskustvima.
I had one friend who was especially fascinated by the Indian spices and he liked the cuisine of Krishna consciousness.
Ma sam jedan prijatelj koji je bio posebno fasciniran sa indijskim začinima i on je jako volio indijsku kuhinju.
All these friends are no longer in Krishna consciousness.
Svi ti moji prijatelji nisu više u svjesnosti Krishna.
They were interested only in the external features.
Bili su zainteresirani samo za izvanjske stvari.
They were not so much interested in God, they were interested in his shadow.
Nisu bili toliko zainteresirani za Boga, bili su stvari zainteresirani za njegovu sjenku.
And when they knew the shadow, that is the external features, then it was no longer fascinating. Their mind, who was always interested in new things, was going somewhere else.
Kada su upoznali tu sjenku, više nisu bili toliko fascinirani, i njihov um koji je bio uvijek žedan za nekim novim stvarima, ih je odvukao negdje dalje.
When you give a child a book, he becomes very enthusiastic. I also have a book. I am like a grown-up person. I am malikutuni, sorry, I should not try to speak this language.
Kada date malo djetetu knjigu, onda ona misli, a, sad ja imam knjigu, ja sam sad kulturan, ja sam sad kao odrasli.
But after some time, he will for sure put it in the corner.
Ali nakon nekog vremena, sigurno će ih ostaviti u kutu.
Because he cannot yet enter into the deep aspects of the book.
Jer ne može još zaroniti u duboke aspekte knjige.
Why not?
A zašto ne?
He can't read.
Zato što ne zna čitati.
So when you come to Krishna consciousness, you have to be very careful that from the initial states of fascination, you will have to enter deeper into it.
U svjesnosti Krishna trebamo biti pažljivi da od onog početnog stanja kad smo fascinirani, moramo ići dublje u dublju svjesnost Krishna.
Like a child gets a book. In the beginning it's interesting, and so on. But if he doesn't learn to enter the secrets of the book, the contents of the book, the hidden messages and the inspirations of the book, it's very difficult.
Tako dijete isto u početku može otvoriti knjigu i biti fascinirano sa njom, ali ako ne uđe u njen sadržaj, u skrivenu poruku, u inspiraciju te knjige, onda neće biti inspirirano i dok neko slati, neće biti zanimljivo više.
Let me tell you four symptoms of someone who is only appreciating Krishna consciousness externally.
Da vam kažem četiri simptoma osobe koja ocjeni svjesnost Krishna samo izvana.
He will have difficulties in his determination.
Prvo će imati poteškoće sa odlučnošću.
He can't be fully determined, especially not when he is diverted.
Ne može biti baš odlučan, a pogotovo ne može biti odlučan kad ga pokušava iskrenuti.
And the second symptom is that he will always have a struggle with his senses.
Drugi simptom je da će se uvijek boriti sa svojim osjetilima.
The four rules and regulations seem for him to be like an exquisite torture.
Četiri pravila i propisa za njega zvuči kao neka posebno mučenje.
I remember once I gave an interview to the newspaper. It's called Der Wiener. It's a newspaper of Vienna which always has a naked woman or naked man on the front cover. It's a very sensual newspaper.
Sjećam se da sam jednom dao intervju za jedan časopis Der Wiener, i to je stari časopis koji u stvari govori o vrlo senzualnim stvarima i uvijek su goli muškarci ili gole žene na naslovnici.
So the interview went very, very well.
Ali intervju je išao jako dobro.
We talked about my different experiences in traveling and in spreading Krishna consciousness.
Razgovarali smo o mojim različitim iskustvima na putovanjima i u širenju svjesnosti Krishne.
Then the journalist asked me, what does this color mean?
I onda me taj novinar pitao, što znači ova boja?
And I asked, do you really want to know?
I onda se ga pitao, stvarno želiš znati?
Yes.
Da, rekao.
But I can promise you that this information will be highly shocking for you.
Sam rekao, mogu ti obećati da ta informacija će biti prilično šokantna za tebe.
I'm not afraid, say it.
Nisam uprepošen, samo reci.
It means celibacy.
To znači celibat.
Lifelong.
Doživotno.
But you are a young man.
Ali ti si tako mlad.
What do you mean?
Šta ti to znači?
This is torture.
To je mučenje.
Do I look like a torture
person?
I think you have heard one of the only thing which I can do nice is a smile.
Možda ste čuli da ono je stvar koju ja jako dobro radim je da se lijepo smijem.
Uh, And I gave my best smile.
Jedno sam se ja najljepše nasmijao što sam mogao.
You don't look like a tortured person.
Onda rekao, pa uopće ne izgledaš kao osobu koja nekom muči.
And I said, my dear people, please understand, there's something higher than the pleasures of the senses.
Onda sam ja rekao, dragi moji ljudi, molim vas shvatite, postoje nešto više od užitka osjetima.
If I have a very fine dish, like strawberries and schlagum, I do not think of a boring preparation like a boiled potato.
Ako imam jednu predivnu preparaciju kao što su jagode sa šlagom, onda neću razmišljati o nekoj dosadnoj preparaciji poput kuhanih krumpira.
So, krumpira, yes. So if you do have a higher spiritual taste, then even the highest material pleasures are not so interesting any longer.
Tako ako imate više duhovno zadovoljstvo, onda čak i na najviše materijalno zadovoljstvo nećete imati ukus za njim.
Now, but a devotee who is not yet on the deep spiritual platform, he will find this difficult.
Ali ona bhakta koji nije na visokom duhovnom nivou, imat će poteškoće sa svim tim.
He will struggle with the senses.
I onda će se boriti sa svojim osjetilima.
Like the people of Vienna.
Poput
not exactly
the same.
Another symptom of someone who is still on the external platform of Krishna consciousness is that it's sometimes that he feels an inability to uphold his vows.
Još jedan simptom osobe koja se nalazi na koja je samo izvanski praktika svjesnost Krišne je ta da nije sposobna održati svoje zavjete.
And he feels that there's always a drift in his life which seems to drive him towards the material side.
I osjeća će se tako da kao da postoji uvijek nešto što ga odlači stalno na materijalnu stranu.
Have you ever driven on a bicycle which has this when you take the hands away from the steering wheel, it goes like zip.
Nekad vozim na biciklu koji je tako da kad god maknete ruke sa bicikla, on odmah skrene.
It's terrible. You go like even the moment you stop to go like it goes like zip to the next ditch.
Da ja ne znam, čim prestanete koncentrirati na drugu stranu, on odmah ode u neku jamu.
So when you are not yet, when you are still on the external platform of Krishna consciousness, the danger is always there that either in 1 month or half a year or in 10 or 5 years, zip, your life goes back into the material ditch.
Tako ako se nalazimo tako na izvanskom na fazi svjesnosti Krišna, onda uvijek postoji opasnost da za mjesec ili godinu dana ili 5 godina vaš život ode u materijalnu jamu.
My dear devotees, what I wish to say today is the external platform is not a platform where you are safe.
Dragi moj bhakta, ono što želim večeras reći je da taj izvanski nivo, ta izvanska platforma nije sigurna.
It's a shaky platform.
To je platforma koja nije baš sigurna.
It's a platform where you are also a little bit insecure.
I to je nivo na kojem ste prilično nesigurni.
It's a platform where you can be easily disturbed.
I to je nivo na kojem vas je lako uznemiriti.
It is necessary for us to go deeper into the spiritual culture of Krishna consciousness in order to become secure and happy individuals.
Kako bismo postali sretni i sigurni osobe, moramo zaroniti dublje u kulturu svjesnosti Krišne.
In our example, we have to be able to look beyond the covers of the book and dive into the contents.
U ovom našem primjeru moramo biti sposobni ući unutar korita knjige i zaroniti u sadržaj.
Now how to do that?
Kako to učiniti?
I would like to hear a little bit if you have some ideas about this.
Što bih od vas čuti, imate li vi neke ideje?
Something which worked in your life.
Nešto što je upalilo kod vas.
Have you ever experienced that you were a little bit shaky in your spiritual life and then then you that you could come deeper into Krishna consciousness.
Da li ste nekad iskusili da ste bili malo potreseni u svjesnosti Krishna, da ste kasnije zaronili u svjesnosti Krishna?
What have you done to get deeper?
Što ste učinili kako biste išli dublje?
Or what has happened to you so that you could go deeper?
Ili što vam se to dogodilo da ste mogli ići dublje?
Please tell me.
Molim vas recite. I searched for the company of the devotees,
yes.
More company of the devotees. I searched for the service that I like the most. I was searching for the knowledge and I am still searching. Ja sam se molio punim srcem.
Pokušao biti čim više
istedeti. I tried to be as much as possible in front of the deities.
To the point of Divyanayaka, I want to to tell you something which I experienced with some devotees from Persia. In Persia, the Islamic religion is extremely strong, and this generally means they are a little intolerant.
U islamskim zemljama, tamo u Perziji, islamska religija je jako snažna i to uglavnom znači da su oni prilično netolerantni.
Our movement there is spreading quite nicely, but the devotees have to be very careful. For instance, they couldn't, they would be very insecure if they would have deities.
Naš pokret onda jako lijepo širi, ali oni moraju biti jako oprezni i bilo bi prilično nesigurna stvar imati božanstva.
So just I believe two months ago, two devotees from Persia came to Germany. They are working and they are computer experts, so they had to visit one IBM fair.
Prije svega dva mjeseca dva bakte iz Perzije su došli, budući da su eksperti za kompjutere, onda su došli na jedan sajam IBM za kompjutere.
Yes, they were very, you know, highly educated and intelligent people.
Oni su visoko obrazovani i inteligentni.
And they told me that in Persia the intelligentsia has a high fascination with Krishna consciousness because they feel that Islam is a little bit too narrow.
I onda su mi oni rekli da u stvari inteligencija u Perziji jako cijeni svjesnost Krišne, zato što smatraju da je Islam nekako jako uzak.
They had never seen deities in their life.
Tako oni u stvari nikad nisu u životu vidjeli božanstva.
They came to the temple, when they came to the temple of Radha Madan Mohan, something happened to them.
I kada su oni došli u hram Radha Madan Mohan, nešto im se dogodilo.
It was the husband and the wife.
Bili su to muž i žena.
They came. They entered the door.
Ušli su kroz vrata.
Then they felt magnetically attracted by the deity.
I onda su kao magnetom bili provučeni sa božanstvima.
They went before the deities and paid their obeisances.
Ušli su pred božanstvo i odali poštovanje.
And then they looked at the deities.
I onda su pogledali božanstva.
So I guess Krishna knew that these nice devotees will not have again the opportunity to see me in my deity form, and he must have decided to give them special mercy.
Izgledalo kao da je Krishna znao da oni neće imati više priliku vidjeti ga tako u njegovom obliku božanstva, i onda je odlučio da im da posebnu milost.
They became highly moved.
Oni su bili jako dirnuti.
They started to be so moved that they had to cry tears of ecstasy.
Oni su toliko dirnuti da su počeli ljevati suze ekstaze.
I was not in the temple room, but they were transported in their consciousness to a divine perception or a divine darshan. which was a very ecstatic experience for them.
Mi smo bili tamo prisutni, ali oni su na neki način bili prenešeni u božansku percepciju, božanski dašan, koji su stvari bio jako ekstatičan za njih.
Yes, although they were neophytes, staying in front of the deities helped them so much to go deep.
Premda su oni bili u stvari na početku, samo to što su stajali pred božanstvima, toliko je pomoglo da idu još dublje.
Yes, thank you very much for your inspiring talks, what can bring you to the deeper platform, or the points I wanted to say.
Hvala vam lijepo na vašim poantama koje ste rekli o tome što nas može dovesti dublje u svjesnosti Krišne.
Prabhupada made a very interesting gave an interesting answer.
Sva Prabhupada je dao jedan jako zanimljiv odgovor.
He said, if you want to become deeper in Krishna consciousness, you have to go to the sources of enthusiasm.
I on rekao, ako želite biti dublji u svjesnosti Krišne, morate ići do izvora entuzijazma.
Imagine your spiritual journey to be almost like a march through the desert.
Zamislite vaše duhovno putovanje gotovo poput marša kroz pustinju.
Yes, this material world is spiritually not always encouraging. It can be compared to a desert.
Da, ovaj materijalni svijet nije uvijek duhovno baš jako poticajan. Može se biti, može se u stvari usporediti sa pustinjom.
When you make such a march, what do you need for that?
Kada radite takav marš kroz pustinju, što vam je potrebno?
Water.
And
this water you can find at these oases.
I tu vodu možete pronaći u oazama.
Anyone who plans to make a march through the desert should carefully know where are the places I can get water for me and my camel.
Onaj tko želi proći pustinjom mora jako dobro znati gdje se nalaze te oaze gdje može dobiti vodu za sebe i za deve.
Yeah. Deve?
Yeah.
Like deve? Sateve? Sadeva? Something like this, yeah. So, when you are in your spiritual, when you want to make a spiritual and to spiritual advancement, you need to ask these questions. Where can I get enthusiasm?
Ako želite duhovno napredati, morate se postaviti to pitanje. Gdje mogu dobiti entuzijazam?
Where can I get strength?
Gdje mogu dobiti snagu?
So that I can be spiritually inspired.
Kako bih bio duhovno inspiriran.
And you also need something for your camel.
I također trebate nešto za svoju devu.
That means for your body and your mind.
To znači za svoje tijelo i um.
This camel carries you.
Jer taj um i tijelo stvari vas nose.
What can I do in my life, in other words, so that I will be physically and intellectually or mentally all right.
To drugim riječima to znači što trebamo učiniti u životu kako bi tjelesno i mentalno, odnosno intelektualno se dobro osjećali.
You need water for yourself and your camel.
Trebate vodu za sebe i za deve.
For the spiritual enthusiasm will come by following four simple points which Krishna instructs in the Bhagavad Gita.
Duhovni entuzijazam možemo dostići tako da slijedimo četiri jednostavne poante o kojima Krishna govori u Bhagavad Giti.
The first point Krishna says, think of me, Krishna.
Prvo što Krishna kaže, misli na mene, Krishna.
As soon as your mind touches God, you will be inspired.
Čim vaš um dodakne Boga, bit ćete inspirirani.
If the arrow of your mind can reach so far that you can think of the Lord, you will get so much energy.
Ako strela vašeg uma može ići daleko, daleko, da dotakne Boga, dobit ćete toliko puno energije.
Never spend one day without making the conscious endeavor to think of the Supreme.
Nemojte provesti ni jedan dan bez da učinite svjestan napor da razmišljate o svevišnjem.
You can do this by reading.
To možete učiniti tako da čitate.
Or you can do this by chanting or by singing bhajans.
Ili tako da mantrate ili da pjevate bhajane.
Or if you are a housewife and you have to take care of your child or and the house, you can hear some nice Krishna conscious music in the background.
Ili ako ste domaćica i morate brinuti za svoje dijete i domaćinstvo, onda možete slušati neku finu glazbu u pozadini svjesne Krišne.
The second thing which will make your soul on fire with the fire of enthusiasm is if you do a service for Krishna.
Druga stvar koja će u stvari vašu dušu staviti na vatru entuzijazma je to da trebate učiniti službu za Krishna.
But do it with the with your mind focused on the idea, I'm doing this now for you, Krishna, for no one else, just for you.
Ali učinite to sa takvim shvaćanjem, ja to činim sada za tebe, Krishna, samo za tebe, ni za kog drugog.
Do you know this experience when you have a dear guest and you do something for him?
Znate li za to iskustvo kad imate nekog dragog gosta i onda učinite nešto za njega?
This doing something for him connects you with him.
To kad učinite nešto za njega, u stvari vas povezuje s njim.
You already see, he will come and then he will sit there where I've prepared a sitting place.
Vi razmišljate, on će doći, onda će sjesti tamo gdje sam pripremio za njega mjesto.
Or a bed where I've prepared a bed.
Ili krevet koji sam pripremio.
But immediately you are connected with that person.
I istog trenutka vi ste povezani s tom osobom.
We do a lot, but the problem is we don't do it always with our mind fixed on Krishna.
Mi činimo mnogo toga, ali problem je u tome što često ne činimo to s našim umom ufiksiranim na Krishna.
You can think of doing this now for Krishna.
Zato možemo razmišljati, ovo sad činim za Krishna.
Once I had an opera. There was an opera singer in Germany.
Jednom bio je jedan pjevač opere u Njemačkoj.
And she was extremely beautiful.
To je bila ona, je bila jako lijepa.
And I still remember she had sometimes difficulties with muchkarskis.
I sjećam se još uvijek da je ponekad imala poteškoće sa muškarcima.
After the concert and so on.
Nakon koncerta i takve situacije.
I still remember one day she came to me and she said, I'm learning now taekwondo. That's like karate.
Sjećam se, jedna mi je prišla i rekla, sad učim taekwondo, to je nešto poput karate.
This is very unusual for a woman.
Ja sam rekao, to je malo neobično.
And she said, no, Sachinanda Swami, I'm learning taekwondo for Krishna.
Onda ona rekla, ne, Sachinanda Swami, ja učim taekwondo za Krishna.
I said, very interesting, will you do this for Krishna?
Ona se rekao, jako zanimljivo, kako ćeš to napraviti za Krishna?
She said, no, I will protect my body that I can serve Krishna.
Onda ona rekla, ja ću zaštiti svoje tijelo kako bi mogla služiti Krishna.
My life is for Krishna, not for some criminals.
Moj život je za Krishna, ne za nekog...
Kriminalca, yes. I was surprised by her approach.
Bio sam u stvari zapanjen njenim pristupom.
I think it's quite unusual.
Mislim da je to prilično neobično.
But her idea was I wanted to serve Krishna.
Ali njena ideja bila da želi služiti Krishna.
And I need to protect this service and my life.
I moram zaštiti tu službu i svoj život.
For Krishna.
Za Krishna.
And this is how she felt enthusiastic to even do such an unusual sport.
Tako ona postala entuzijastična da se bavi čak i takvim neobičnim sportom.
Then every day you should worship Krishna.
Onda svakog dana trebate obožavati Krishna.
Even if you only take one stick of incense.
Čak i ako uzmete samo jedan štapić.
And you offer that stick of incense to Krishna.
I ponudite ga Krishna.
It will connect you with Krishna.
On će vas povezati.
And as a result you will be enthusiastic.
I kao rezultat bit ćete entuzijastični.
Every day you should get down.
Svaki put trebate se spustiti.
Get down on your knees.
Na svoja koljena.
Offer your obeisances.
Odati poštovanje Krishna.
These are the four things which are sources of enthusiasm.
Četiri stvari koje predstavljaju izvor entuzijazma.
There are four simple rules how to become a transcendentalist, even in this world.
Čak i u ovom svijetu to su četiri pravila u pomoću kojih možemo postati transcendentalist.
I remember my first obeisances to Krishna to this very day.
Još dan danas se sjećam kada sam prvi put odao poštovanje Krishna.
When I came the first time to the temple and I saw the devotees kneeling down, I felt highly uncomfortable.
Kada sam došao prvi puta u hram, kada sam vidio kako bhakte su su udavali poštovanje, da se osjećaju jako neumorni.
See, I first asked them when they went down, is, "Have you lost something?" And,
prvi put kad su tako udali poštovanje, sam ih pitao, šta ste izgubili nešto?
Maybe an important pill?
Možda neku važnu tabletu?
Which is necessary for your health.
Koja je neophodna za vaše zdravlje.
But when I noticed everyone got down, I had the suspicion that this was not the reason why they got
ali
down.
Ali kad sam vidio da su svi se spustili, onda sam malo posmijao da možda nije da baš pravi razlog.
And then they told me, "No, we are making our obeisances before God."
Onda su mene rekli, ne, mi odajemo stvari svoje poštovanje pred Bogom.
I was shocked.
Bio sam šokiran.
It's a very extreme.
Jako ekstremno.
To kneel down, to put the head on the floor.
Klečiti dolje sa glavom
na podu. Malo teško, yes.
Malo teško.
I remember I felt highly uncomfortable with this.
Osjećam da mi je bilo jako neugodno.
And in my mind I made a vow.
I onda sam u svom umu dao zavjet.
I will chant Hare Krishna, but I will never pay my obeisances.
Ja ću Hare Krishna, ali nikad neću odati poštovanje.
Every time I went into the temple, you know, I went to the wall.
Svaki put kad bi došao u hram, onda bi se naslonio na zid.
And you know, when the kirtan was over and they all bowed down to Krishna, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa, I went to the wall.
Svaki put kad bi kirtan završio, onda se bakli dali poštovanje Krishni, ja bi se zalijepio za zid.
I was very determined.
Bio sam jako odlučan.
This is not what we do.
To je nešto što ja neću učiniti.
See, I come from a German background.
Vidite, ja dolazim iz njemačke pozadine.
Not a very cultured background.
Ne, baš nešto kulturno pozadina.
Very arrogant background.
Vrlo arrogantna pozadina.
So I remember one day.
Sjećam se jednog dana.
I was still the person of the wall.
Još uvijek sam bio ona osoba koja je bježala ovdje.
I read a lecture of Srila Prabhupada.
Pročitao sam jednu lekciju Srila Prabhupada.
At the end of the lecture, a guest had asked him, "Why do you bow down?"
I na kraju te lekcije jedan gost posjetilac ga je pitao, "Ali zašto vi morate klečati dolje?"
"I will never bow down."
Ja nikada neću odati poštovanje.
When I read it, I said, "Yes,
like me." Onda sam ja rekao, "Da, tako i ja."
I was very curious to know what Prabhupada would answer.
Ja sam bio jako zadovoljan u stvari što će Prabhupada odgovoriti.
Prabhupada said, "Everyone bows down."
Prabhupada rekao, svako daje poštovanje.
Either you bow down before God, or you have to bow down before his material nature.
Ili moraš odati poštovanje pred Bogom, ili moraš odati poštovanje njegove materijalne energije.
Material nature says, "Now get sick."
Materijalna priroda kaže, sad se razboli.
You have to bow down and lay in the bed.
I onda se morate pokloniti i leći u krevet.
Material nature says, "Now it's time for you to die."
Materijalna priroda kaže, sad je vrijeme da umreš.
You can't stand erect.
A vi ne možete ostati uspravno.
You are thrown on the floor, bow down.
Bačeni ste na pod, padni ste dolje.
Either you do it voluntarily and you reach eternity.
Ili to radite dragovoljno i dosegnete vječnost.
Or you are forced to do it.
Ili ste prisiljeni na to.
But when you are forced, it's not so good.
Ali kad ste prisiljeni, onda to baš nije tako dobro.
I had to reconsider my position.
Morao sam malo razmisliti o svom položaju.
And I remember after some time I also decided to bow down. And now I like it very much.
I sjećam se da sam nakon nekog vremena ja odao poštovanje i sad mi se to jako sviđa.
It's one of the four processes to practice devotion.
I to je jedan od pet procesa koje mi prakticiramo predano služenje.
This we can open, then it will be very nice. Thank you very much. Everything is here.
Yes.
So let me summarize. As we go through this material world, there are four sources which can give us inspiration. We should think of Krishna, serve Krishna, worship Krishna, and bow down to him, offer our obeisances. Yes. Now what we can do to do for our camel.
A što možemo učiniti našu devu?
Our body carries us through this world at this moment.
Ovo tijelo nas nosi kroz ovaj svijet u ovom trenutku.
And our mind needs to be happy.
I naš um također treba biti sretan.
Well, you somehow need to situate yourself nicely.
Na neki način treba da se fino situirati.
I think Krishna has given Gaudana and Milenko and also that Tata Maika and Tata a very nice situation.
Mislim da je Bog Krishna dao Milenku, Gaudana i Maiku i Otu vrlo lijepu situaciju.
Now it's not that every one of us will require exactly the same situation.
To ne znači da svatko od nas ima potrebu za isto takvom situacijom.
But we need some situation where we can become peaceful and where things are taken care of.
Ali trebamo neku situaciju gdje možemo postati mirni i gdje se možemo povrnuti u situaciju.
I wish to give you a little example by telling you a Sufi story.
Htio bih vam dati jedan primjer i da ispričam jednu Sufi priču.
Once there was a very wise man.
Bio jedan jako mudar čovjek.
He was quite old and all the people of the country came to him to look for advice.
Bio jako star i svi ljudi su došli k njemu da traže savjet.
One of them was a young searcher.
Jedan od njih bio je mladi tragalac.
And he came to the mudra and said, "Can you teach me how to become spiritually successful?"
Do njega je rekao, "Možeš li me naučiti kako mogu postati duhovno uspješan?"
So the mudra the saint told him, "I'm a little busy now, I cannot answer this question now."
On je mudra rekao, "Sam sad zauzet, ne mogu sad odgovoriti na to pitanje."
But I will give you two spoons.
Ali daću ti dvije žlice.
And you put the spoons in the hand.
I onda me stavi ruke.
And I will put drops of oil on the spoon.
I stavit ću nekoliko kapljica ulja na te žlice.
I will fill them with oil.
Napunit ću se uljem.
Now, I want to request you to go through my beautiful park.
I onda te želim zamoliti da prođeš kroz moj predivni park.
And come back after an hour.
I dođi nakon sat vremena.
But don't spoil the oil.
Ali, nemoj prospil the oil. Nemoj prosuti ulje.
So the young searcher, strange. But mudras are also, they always teach things in very peculiar ways.
Onda je rekao, malo čudno, ali mudras također na vrlo čudan način nekad poučavaju.
So he went through the park and you know he only looked on the oil to not spill it.
Onda on prolazi kroz park i stalno gleda to ulje da ga ne prosipa.
After one hour he came back to the saint.
I nakon jednog sata vratio se na mudrasu.
The saint, "Welcome. How did you like my park?"
Onda mudrac rekao, "Izvoli, drago mi da si došao. Kako ti se svidio moj park?"
The young searcher said, "I'm sorry, I couldn't see anything. I just saw the oil."
A mladi tragalac rekao, "Oprosti, mladi, ali ništa nisam mogao vidjeti. Ja sam samo pazio na ulje."
At this moment, the mudrac, the saint, smiled.
U tom trenutku, taj mudrac se nasmiješio.
And he said, "My dear boy, two things are necessary."
Dragi moj dječić je rekao, dvije stvari su neophodne.
If you want to become perfect,
ako želiš postati savršen,
you have to do two things.
Trebaš učiniti dvije stvari.
You have to think of your spiritual development.
Trebaš razmišljati o svom duhovnom razvoju.
At the same time, you should watch that you are properly situated in this world.
U isto vrijeme moraš paziti da si pravilno situiran u ovom svijetu.
That you have a mission.
Da imaš misiju.
That you have something which inspires you.
Imaš nešto što te inspirira.
Then you can reach perfection.
Onda možeš doći do savršenstva.
You have to learn to balance the oil.
Moraš naučiti da balansiraš s uljem.
But don't just go like you have to also see other things. Two things. Oil and the world.
Ali ne samo da trebaš gledati u ulje, nego trebaš vidjeti drugo. I ulje i sjeća za sebe.
This is an interesting piece of advice which I request you to think about. The Hare Krishna movement is not simply a movement which where we just put our eyes towards Krishna.
Hare Krishna pokret nije pokret gdje mi usmjerimo naš pogled samo prema Krishni.
We will fall if we only do this.
Ako tako djelujemo, pašćemo.
We have to also look into the world.
Moramo također gledati svijet.
And see Krishna there.
I vidjeti onda Krishna.
We don't want a world without Krishna because that is an illusory world.
Mi ne želimo svijet bez Krishna, ali to je iluzorni svijet.
We want to dedicate our talents to Krishna.
Želimo posvetiti naše talente Krishna.
We want to dedicate our work for Krishna.
Želimo naš rad posvetiti Krishna.
We want to dedicate our house to Krishna.
Želimo posvetiti našu kuću Krishna.
Our garden.
Naš vrt.
Our body.
Naše tijelo.
Our mind.
Naš um.
It belongs to him anyways.
To mu tako pripada.
But we want to take care of this and the spiritual dimension.
I mi želimo se pobrinuti za to i za duhovnu dimenziju.
If you do this, then your enthusiasm will remain with you.
A ako učinite to, onda će vaš entuzijazam ostati sa vama.
I wish you from my heart that you can make your life journey to Krishna a full success. In our seminar we have discussed how this human form of life is given to us as a unique opportunity to reach full connection with the Supreme.
U našem seminaru mi smo objasnili kako je ovaj ljudski oblik života prilika da postignemo punu povezanost sa Krishnom.
We want to become instruments of the Lord.
Mi želimo postati instrumenti Gospodina.
Then our life is perfect.
Onda je naš život savršen.
And we need to do this, we need to come deep into our Krishna consciousness.
Mi smo to učinili, trebamo postati duboki u našoj svjesnosti Krishna.
Ultimately what we need is to develop our love for Krishna.
Konačno ono što trebamo je da razvijemo našu ljubav prema Krishna.
Krishna consciousness is about love. Your love for Krishna is there in your heart, but it has become a prisoner due to the wrong understandings of love.
Vaša ljubav prema Krishni se nalazi u srcu, ali ona je postala zatvorenik zbog našeg krivog poimanja ljubavi.
You should free this prisoner.
Treba se osloboditi tog zatvorenika.
You should free this love and redirect it to Krishna.
Treba te osloboditi tu ljubav i preusmjeriti ka Krishna.
And if we can do this, we will feel very, very glad and well taken care of.
I ako budemo mogli to učiniti, bit ćemo zadovoljni i zbrinuti.
In concluding my little talk, I would like to tell you a fascinating little story of a devotee who has connected his life with Krishna.
Zaključne riječi htio bih vam ispričati jednu predivnu malu priču o bhakti koja je povezala svoj život sa Krishnom.
In the autumn, Shishtikata and myself will go to Jagannath Puri.
Na jesen, Shishtikata i ja ćemo ići u Jagannath Puri.
The town of Lord Jagannath.
Grad gospodina Jagannatha.
We want to stay there and come closer to Lord Jagannath.
Želimo ondje ostati i približiti se gospodinu Jagannath.
Yes. Once there was in this town of Jagannath, everyone is a servant, considers himself a servant of Lord Jagannath.
U tom gradu svatko se smatra slugom gospodina Jagannatha.
Everyone who lives there really knows I'm living here only to serve Lord Jagannath.
I svatko ko ondje živi stvarno zna ja živim samo da bi služio gospodina Jagannatha.
And the king is considers himself a street sweeper of Lord Jagannath.
I kraj se onda smatra kao čistačem ulice gospodina Jagannatha.
Yes, when there is this Ratha Yatra cart festival, it is the king who comes out of the palace. He is carried on a palanquin.
Kada ima taj Ratha Yatra festival koća, onda kralj izlazi iz svoje palače i onda ga nose na nosici.
And the moment he sees the Lord on his chariot.
And onog trenutka kad vidi gospodina na njegovoj koči,
it's before the parade starts, the Lord is pulled on the chariot on the through the streets.
To je prije nego što počne ta parada, kada je gospodina vuku na koči ili ulicama.
The moment the king who is carried on a pelican like a real king to the Lord sees the Lord on the chariot, he jumps down from the pelican. He pays his obeisances, and then he takes a special broom and begins to sweep the street before the Lord.
Takav kralj izlazi na prave, na nosnici kao pravi kralj, ali onog trenutka kad vidi da gospodin Jagannath ide na njegovoj nosnici, onda on skoči dolje, oda svoje poštovanje i uzima specijalnu metlu kojom čisti ulice.
Yeah. About 550 years ago, there lived the famous king Purushottam in the city of Puru.
Prije otprilike 550 godina živio je jedan poznati kralj Purushottam u Puriju.
He was a mighty warrior.
On je bio jako moćan ratnik.
Mighty warrior.
Moćan.
And he decided once to make rat with the South Indian king.
I jednom je odlučio da će zaratiti sa južno, sa kraljem iz južne Indije.
When Nrsimha Rao, the king of the southern regions, saw Purushottam with his army to come come his way, he said, "Better don't fight with him."
Kada Nrsimha Rao, koji je bio kralj tada tog južnog dijela, vidio da dolazi Purushottam sa svojom vojskom, on je rekao, "Boj da se ne borim."
He came out of his town with his minister and said, "No need to make a war."
On je izašao van grada sa svojim ministrom i rekao, "Nema potrebe da ratujemo."
Let us become friends.
Postanimo prijatelji.
And let us connect our two dynasties through marriage.
I hajde da ujedinimo naše dvije dinastije kroz brak.
Yeah, that's beautiful thought.
On ima predivnu kćer.
And Purushottam Dev was not married at that time.
A Purushottam Dev u to vrijeme nije bio u braku.
Purushottam Dev said, "All right, sounds like a good proposal."
Purushottam Dev rekao, "U redu, čini mi se kao jako dobar prijedlog."
And he got to know the girl,
onda mu poznao tu djevojku,
the princess, and the date for the marriage was fixed.
To je bila princeza i onda su oni utanašili dan za venčanje.
A very good astrological constellation was chosen.
I izabrana jako povoljna konstelacija zvijezda.
But just only a week or so before the marriage, Purushottam Dev, he said, "Oh no, I've forgotten. I have to be back for the festival in Puri."
Ali onda samo tjedan dana prije nego što se venčanje trebalo održati, onda sam osjetio, "Oh ne, pa ja moram biti na festivalu u Puri."
The marriage has to wait. I'm very sorry. I have an important function in the festival, in the Ratayata festival.
Onda je rekao, "Brak mora sačekati, oprostite, ali ja imam jako važnu funkciju na tom Ratayata festivalu."
And he invited Nrsimha Dev and Nrsimha Rao, was his name Nrsimha, to come with his whole minister, with all his ministers to attend the Kart festival of Puri.
I onda on pozvao tog kralja Nrsimha Rao da sa svim svojim ministrima dođu i da prisustvuju na festivalu koča u Puri.
But Nrsimha, the king of South, was so engaged, he said, "I'm really sorry, I can't come." He sent his top minister.
Ali onda je Nrsimha Rao rekao, "Ja ne mogu doći, jako mi je žao," ali je onda poslao svog prvog ministra.
So what the minister saw in Puri shocked him totally.
Ono što je ministar vidio u Puri potpuno ga šokirao.
He saw that the king was carried in a pelican. That was all right.
Onda vidio onda da kralj može da nosi, to je bilo sasvim u redu.
But then he jumped down.
Ali onda on skoče dolje.
And he took a broom and Jai Jagannath, Jai
Jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai
Jagannath. And
he said, "What
is this? The future husband of the daughter of the queen is a street sweeper."
Oh, budući muž kćeri našeg kralja u stvari je čistač ulice.
Now, a street sweeper in India is the lowest profession.
Najniža profesija v Indiji je stari čistač.
It's like in Yugoslavia maybe the toilet cleaner, if there is at all such a profession.
To znači da
no, chimney cleaner.
To znači kao recimo u Hrvatskoj neko ko čisti WC ili dimnjačar.
Yes. Recimo. Yes. And the minister came back to South India and said we should stop this marriage arrangement. My dear king, don't give your daughter to a street sweeper. This is totally unwanted. The king heard everything. And then he wrote a letter. My dear Purushottamdev, for a certain caste reason, this marriage cannot take place. We are very sorry. So Purushottamdev read the letter. And he felt very, very much hurt. Not for him. Not because of him. But because he felt his Lord Jagannath was offended.
Ali u stvari je bio poruđen zbog toga što je osjećao da je njegov gospodin Jagannath uvrijeđen.
The king of the south had taken exception that he had become a servant of Lord Jagannath.
On u stvari ide po izvinku zbog toga što pričao se zbog toga u stvari što je ovaj postao gospodin Jagannath.
And he thought, this is too much.
Onda ono više to je previše.
He went on his black war elephant. He took his army, he went to the Nrsimha Rao's kingdom and he said, this is too much. You have offended my Lord. Fight. Now in this battle which ensued, Purushottamdev lost everything.
U toj bitki koja se dogodila, Purushottamdev sve izgubio.
Not one of his strategies went all right.
Nijedna od njegovih upotrebljenih strategija nije uspjela.
He was defeated.
Bio je poražen.
He was blasphemed.
Bio je potpuno ponižen.
He was spit upon.
Pljuvali se na njega.
And totally defeated, he came back to the temple of Jagannath.
Tako potpuno poražen vratio se u hram gospodina Jagannath.
He prayed before the deity.
Onda se molio pred božanstvom.
My dear Lord, I didn't make this. I didn't go to war because of me.
Dragi moj gospodin, nisam ja išao u rat zbog sebe.
I went because of you.
Išao sam zbog tebe.
Why have you not protected me?
Zašto me nisi zaštitio?
In all my other endeavors, you have protected me.
U svim mojim prijašnjim naporima si me zaštitio.
Why now you have left me?
Zašto si me sad napustio?
And he cried and cried.
And they plakao.
2 o'clock in the morning he heard a voice from the altar.
2 sata jutro čuje glas altar.
Oh, Govinda! why have you left? So Jagannath said, I have not left you.
Gospodin Jagannath rekao, nisam te napustio.
Don't be so mental.
Nema biti tako mentalan.
Go again.
Idi ponovo.
And this time, the second time, I will protect you.
I drugi put ću te zaštiti.
The reason why I have not gone with you is because you have not asked me. You thought you were so strong alone. I wanted to teach you a lesson. But now you have come to me. That means I will come with you. So Purushottam got on his army, on his elephant. He had only a few people. But he said, no problem, I will go. Now when he had just marched a little out of Puri, he got a doubt. Is the Lord really going with me? Or is he just joking? And what if I'm defeated the second time? This will be too much. So when he was so a little bit like 2 kilometers before him,
2 kilometra pre njega,
was an old woman called Malini.
Bila jedna stara žena i zvala se Malini.
She was selling yogurt.
I ona je prodavala jogurt.
When she was sitting on the road waiting for a customer, all of a sudden, two beautiful horses stopped before her.
I dok je tako sjedila i prodavala jogurt, dva predivna konja su se pojavila.
On it there were some two very strong soldiers.
I na njemu su bila dva jako snažna ratnika.
One horse was white.
Jedan konj je bio bijeli.
The other black.
A drugi crni.
The warrior said, mother, we are very, very hungry and thirsty. Do you have some yogurt?
Oni su rekli, majko, mi smo jako gladni i žedni. Imaš li nešto jogurta?
And she looked on these soldiers and she felt a special joy in the heart.
Ona je pogledala te ratnike i osjećala je posebnom radost u srcu.
Mother, don't look at us. Give us yogurt.
Majko, nema nas gledati, daj nam jogurt.
So she gave her all the yogurt.
Ona im je dala sav jogurt koji je imala.
And they drank it out.
I oni su ga popili.
They said, thank you.
Rekli, hvala.
Yes, they said, she said, Malini said, my payment.
Malini rekla, ali plaća.
Oh, said the two warriors, we don't have any money with us.
Oh, rekli su ta dva ratnika, nemamo novca sa sobom.
We are belonging to the army of Purushottam.
Pripadamo armiji Purushottam Deva.
He will pay you.
On će platiti.
We are his men.
Mi smo njegovi.
And so that he knows that it was us who came. Here said one of them, take this ring and show it to Purushottam. He will know who we are when he sees this ring.
I kako bi on znao da smo to bili mi, evo daćemo ti ovaj prsten, i tako kad on vidi taj prsten, onda će on znao da smo to bili mi.
When Malini took this ring, she was shaking.
I kad je Malini primila taj prsten, sva se tresla.
It was so valuable.
Taj prsten je bio tako vrijedan.
So, a little time later,
nešto nakon toga,
the black war elephant of Purushottam Dev came.
Veliki ratni slon Purushottam Deva se pojavio.
Purushottam was there like this, all mental.
Purushottam je bio ovakav, sam mentalan.
What if I'm defeated?
Što ako me poraze?
Then he saw down there this little skinny woman who went like, wait.
I onda je vidio tu malu mršavu ženu koja je ovako radila stani.
She said, what do you want?
Onda on rekao, šta hoćeš?
I want money from you.
Želim novac.
Two of your soldiers have taken all my yogurt.
Dvojica od tvojih ratnika uzeli su samo jogurt.
Oh, I have other worries than this.
Imam ja drugih briga nego to.
No, here's the ring of one of them.
No, ovdje je prsten jedan od njih.
He looked down on the ring.
On je pogledao taj prsten.
And one of the men, show me this ring.
Onda je rekao jednom ratniku, pokaži mi taj prsten.
Up at the ladder, and down the ring.
Ovo se popao po ljestama i pružio prsten.
And he looked at the ring, and he screamed out, Jai Jagannath!
I onda on pogledao prsten i onda je zvikne, Jai Jagannath!
It was the ring of Lord Jagannath.
Bio to prsten gospodina Jagannath.
And he knew, no problem.
I onda je znao, nema problema.
You will, no need, you will not get a little money. I will give you this whole village.
Nema potrebno da ti dam to nešto malo novce, daš ti cijelo selo.
Yes, and then he rode towards the south.
I onda je odjehao prema jugu.
What he saw there, he will never ever forget.
Ono što je tamo vidio, nikad neće zaboraviti.
The fight was already going on.
Borba se već vodila.
There were only two soldiers.
Bilo su samo dva vojnika.
One was on a black horse, one on a white horse.
Jedan na crnom, jedan na bijelom konju.
They were racing on the horses and full gallop around the enemy's army.
I oni su jahali na konjima kroz protivničke
redove. And they were beating the enemy soldiers. Bang! Bang. But when they fell down, they were in utter bliss. Haribo!
Haribo!
They had a divine vision of the Supreme. So in the end, Purusha, but then the soldiers disappeared. No one knew where these two riders of the storm had gone. No one knew. No one knew. So they were. So Purushottam Dev went back. He took the princess with him. But he said, I will not marry her. I'm so hurt. Because my lord was hurt. He gave the princess to the minister. You should marry her to the street sweeper in Puri, just to humiliate the king.
Trebaš ju oženiti za čistača ulice u Puri samo da bi ju ponizio.
So the minister was very clever.
Minister je bio jako pametan.
He waited a whole year.
On je čekao cijelu godinu.
And then Purushottam Dev came on the Ratha Yatra day down then the minister came to the princess and said, here is your wife, Purushottam Dev.
On the minister došao sa princezom i rekao, evo, to je tvoja žena, Purushottam Dev.
Why? I have said I would not marry her. I want to show the king that he is good for nothing. His daughter should be married to a street sweeper of Puri. The minister said, but you are our best street sweeper. This marriage should take place. And this Purushottam Dev surrendered. And from him and his wife, the very, very glorious king Pratapa Rudra, who is an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was born. This is what I wanted to tell to you. Become an instrument of Krishna. Don't be like Purushottam Dev who didn't ask
Krishna.
Whatever you do, think of
Krishna.
Ask him for permission. Is this good what I want to do? And you will see how you will get very deep in your spiritual life. You must learn to read the book. And to learn to read the book means to ask yourself the question, what am I doing for Krishna? How do you like the story? Very good, isn't it? Yes. So I would say we will do a little chant, a little Hare Krishna, then we will have question and answers. Yes? You have given empty paper.
Not all.
Yes. A question? Yes.
Kako kad imamo teške krize shvatiti što Krishna želi od nas? Zašto nas stavlja u teške situacije? How when we have hard crises, heavy crises, understand what Krishna wants from us? Why he puts us in a heavy situation?
Krishna wants to often see that you only wish to wish him.
Krishna želi često vidjeti da vaša jedina želja je da želite njega.
Let me give you an example.
Da vam dam primjer.
Who of you knows about the Leela where Krishna gave Draupadi Sari?
Tko od vas zna ono zalo kada Krishna dao Draupadi Sari?
Not all of you. I will make it very short. Draupadi, the wife of the Pandavas, was lost in a play of dice.
ukratko, Draupadi, žena Pandava je bila izgubljena na kocki.
And the rascals, the Kauravas, took this as an opportunity to take her and violently disrobe her before an assembly of warriors.
I oni su to zločini karove pokušavali iskoristiti i htjeli su joj obnažiti pred svim prisutnima u to vrijeme u palači.
At least that was their desire.
Barem su to htjeli.
Draupadi appealed to everyone in the assembly.
Oni su Draupadi obratila svima koji su bili okupljeni.
She asked Duryodhana.
Ona je rekla Duryodhana.
Don't you see they want to disrobe me? This is not good.
Zar ne vidiš, oni me žele razodjenuti, to nije dobro.
You know it. Why are you silent?
Znaš to, zašto si tih?
She appealed to Bhima.
I onda se obratila Bhimi.
Grandfather, save me.
O, djede, spasi me.
But Bhima was at that time in the service of the Kauravas and turned his face away.
Bhima je to vrijeme bio u službi Kurava i samo Kaurava je samo okrenuo svoju glavu.
Finally Draupadi threw both of her arms in the air and said, my dear Krishna, save me.
Konačno Draupadi je digla obje svoje ruke u zrak i rekla, dragi moj gospodine Krishna, spasi me.
And at that time Krishna appeared there invisible to the others. And an unlimited amount of sari flew out of his hand. And when the others tried to disrobe her, they just took sari after sari until they filled the whole palace with sari material.
I onda se Krishna u svom nevidljivom obliku pojavio ondje i manifestirao je neograničeni sari iz svoje ruke, tako da su oni koji su pokušali obnažiti Draupadi, tako su vukli taj sari, u stvari ispunili su cijelu palaču sa sari.
Draupadi had all this time pleaded for Krishna.
I cijelo to vrijeme ona je molila Krishna.
But she had also pleaded to Bhima and to Duryodhana.
Kožer se obratila i Bhimi i
Duryodhana. Dronacharya.
Dronacharya.
Only in the end she threw up her hands.
Tek na kraju je digla ruku u zrak.
So later, Draupadi asked Krishna.
Kasnije je Draupadi pitala Krishna.
Why did you take so long?
Zašto ti toliko dugo trebalo?
Couldn't you at first come, and protect me very in the beginning?
Zašto nisi došao odmah na početku i zaštiti me?
Why this delay?
Zašto si odgađao?
You are very fast usually.
Ti si obično jako brz.
Krishna said, but did you called for me in the beginning.
Ali Krishna onda rekao, a jesi me zvala na početku?
Yes, you called for me.
Da, zvala si me.
But you also called for Bhima.
Ali također si zvala i Bhima.
For Dronacharya.
I Dronacharya.
I thought, you called for them, so let them help you.
Ja sam mislio, ti si njih pozvala, pa onda mislio da neki oni pomogu.
Only in the end you called only for me.
Samo na kraju si tek pozvala samo meni.
We also have our arrangements.
Mi također imamo svoje aranžmane.
We have Krishna, yes, he's important to us, but my other arrangements are also very important.
Mi imamo Krishna, on nam je jako važan, ali i naši drugi aranžmani su jako važni.
Krishna waits for full surrender.
Krishna čeka na punu predanost.
He doesn't want half surrender.
On ne želi da se mi polu predamo.
But half surrender devotee says, well, see if the others can help you.
Za vaku koji se polu predao, onda on mora se pobrinuti da mu drugi pomogu.
How do you like this answer?
Kako vam se sviđa odgovor?
It's intense, isn't it?
Malo je intense, isn't it?
Drugo pitanje.
Kako se pravilno izgovara? Rama, Ramo ili Ram ili Jaya, Jayo ili Jaya? How do you pronounce properly? Rama, Ramo, or Ram, or Jaya, Jayo, or Jaya?
Properly, it should be pronounced Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Pravilno bi trebalo izgovoriti Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is how Prabhupada pronounced it. There's a very nice tape available. The Prabhupada chants like this.
Tako je pravo to izgovarao i postoji jako lijepa kazeta koja je dostupna i koja je pravo pod mantra.
And Jai, when you say Jai, you say just not Jaya, or Jaya Prabhu. Jaya Prabhu, Jaya Prabhu. When you say like this, when Jaya Gonitai, Jaya God, then because it is in conjunction, then you say the Jaya.
Zato što je povezano. Onda se kaže Jaya.
But then there is a different conjunction, that means when nothing else after the Jaya comes, you say Jai, like Prabhupada ki Jai.
Ali kada je drugče, to se povezano, i kad nema ništa drugo iza Jai, onda se kaže Prabhupada ki Jai.
It's a question of conjunction.
Pitanje je samo kako bi rastao.
So Rama and either Jaya when something else comes after it, or Jai when nothing comes.
Dakle, Rama ili Jaya kad nešto dolazi još iza, ili Jai kad više ništa ne dolazi.
Podaj. Molim te, večni, vi obali, ako treba.
Molim te, reci mi, da li ako osoba radi jedan posao, a voli ući obavljati i neki drugi posao, recimo raditi vrt, da li je to razgranata inteligencija ili u redu raditi više službe? Please tell me, is it when some person does one job and likes to do other things, like take care about the garden, is it diverted intelligence? Intelligence in many branches, yeah. Or is it all right to do many services?
When he does one thing and he thinks of another thing, or
he does one thing and then he does also other things later. Može netko možda koje postoje pitanje, znači kad radite jednu stvar pa radite onda nekim kasnije drugu stvar.
Is it your question and you know it, or do you interpret it?
There is no person who is.
It's somebody who is not here.
Yeah.
Well, if we take the interpretation of Rajamani to be true, then you need to see what is your capacity, really.
Uzmemo da je interpretacija koju je rekao Rajamani točna, onda trebamo vidjeti koji je naš kapacitet.
When you do one thing and you think of another thing, maybe that one thing which you do does not receive the amount of concentration which it needs.
Ako činite jednu stvar i onda mislite neku drugu stvar, možda ta stvar koju radite u stvari ne dobiva dovoljnu količinu koncentracije koja je potrebna.
Imagine you eat your feast and you think of, oh, maybe in one month I will get a pizza.
Zamislite, častite na nekom festivalu i tako jedete i onda nakon nekog vremena možda za mjesec dana će dobiti pizzu.
Then you cannot enjoy what you do at present.
Onda ne možete uživati u ono nešto sada radite.
At the same time there are some activities like driving a car where you can definitely think of other things.
Postoje isto vrijeme i neke aktivnosti poput vožnje auta kad možete misliti na neke
stvari. The principle is you need to give every activity the right amount of concentration.
A u principu je taj da svakoj aktivnosti trebate dati dovoljnu količinu koncentracije.
We take your yes in the end. Any other yes. Are these all absent devotees?
To su bhakti koji su nisu prisutni ili?
You can also ask me, but maybe yes.
This one is
live. Yes, yes.
U kom trenutku osoba dobija bhakti lata sjeme? At which moment person gets bhakti lata bija?
When the spiritual master teaches you the methods how you can become Krishna conscious.
Kad vas duhovni učitelj pouči metodama kako da postanemo svjesni Krišne.
I just read it.
Upravo sam to pročitao.
See, when we meet a devotee and we learn from him the methods and the rules how to develop our spirituality, at that moment we get the bhakti lampati.
Kad sretnemo bhaktu i naučimo načine i metode kako da uznapreduje naša duhovnost, u tom trenutku stvari dobre bhakti lampati.
It can happen that a person gets an instruction from which he reads in Prabhupada's books, and this instruction begins to form his whole life.
Postoje mogućnost da netko pročita Prabhupadove knjige i onda prihvati tu instrukciju i ona oblikuje cijeli njegov život.
This can happen when your own spiritual master gives you instructions which begin to follow your to shape your life.
To se može dogoditi kad vaš osobni duhovni učitelj da vam instrukciju i onda ona počinje oblikovati vaš život.
Or it may not happen even though you have a spiritual master.
A to se može ne dogoditi čak i ako imate duhovnog učitelja.
Because you are a person who is not so interested to get instructions in spiritual life.
Jer ste vi možda osoba koja nije baš pretjerano zainteresirana da dobije instrukcije u duhovnom životu.
I know in my life Prabhupada wrote me once a letter.
Sjećam se u mom životu Prabhupada mi jednom napisao pismo.
And this letter became my own mission in life.
I to pismo postalo je moja misija u životu.
He said, I wish that you preach Krishna consciousness.
On je rekao, ja želim da ti propovijedaš svjesnost Krishna.
You must preach Krishna consciousness.
This is said that the Prabhupada napisao, trebaš propovijedati svjesnost Krishna.
And you should follow the rules and regulations.
I trebaš slijediti pravila i propise.
He said, and you should chant very seriously your round.
I trebaš jako ozbiljno mantrati svoje krugove.
And then you will certainly go back to Godhead.
I onda ćeš sigurno ići nazad u duhovni svijet.
And I somehow took this in my heart.
Na neki način ja sam to prihvatio u srcu.
It's still there.
I još uvijek se tamo nalazi.
I think of chanting, trying to chant as serious as I can.
I pokušavam mantrati što da ne mogu.
And I feel, whenever I remember this, it just fills me with life. I feel something grows, my plant grows.
I kad se toga prisjetim, osjećam kako me, kako moja biljka raste i kako osjećam život.
It's practical.
To je jako praktično. Na seminaru o uznemiravanju Krišne, možeš li nešto više reći o tome? You said on the seminar something about disturbing Krishna. Can you tell something more about that?
Yes, when we approach Krishna in an unauthorized way.
Kad priđemo Krišni na način koji nije autoriziran,
for instance, if we meditate about Krishna,
na primjer ako meditiramo na Krišnu,
and we offer him food which is not really right,
i ako mu ponudimo hranu koja nije baš za njega,
or we offer him clothes in our meditation which is not right,
ili mu ponudimo odjeću u našoj meditaciji koja baš nije dobra.
I think now you have to buy him a harmonium. Again, what was the thing?
You said on your seminar.
Yes, about not disturbing. Yes, we should not have unauthorized meditations.
Ne bismo trebali imati takve neautorizirane meditacije.
Prabhupada, one godbrother of Srila Prabhupada has said that often these Babaji's, they imagine such wild things in their meditations which are so earthbound that they disturb the lila of Krishna.
Ponekad je rečeno da Babaji zamišljaju takve meditacije da su toliko vezane za ove zemaljske stvari da uznemiraju ove stvari Krishna. Zavljaju Krishna. Rekao se večeras da trebamo ići duboko u našoj svjesnosti Krišne. Na programu Karlu tu također se rekao da smo stvari, bojima se stvari ići duboko. Ako možeš reći zašto je to tako?
Have you ever swum in the Adriatic Sea?
Da li si ikad plivalo u Jadranskom moru?
And have you ever felt that maybe a shark will come from there?
Da li si ikad osjećala kao, možda će sad doći ajkova?
It's one of these instinctual fears which has no, not much basis. We think in the depths there's some danger because it's so deep that we don't see it very big.
To je kao neki instinktivan strah i budući da ne znamo odakle dolaze i onda osjećamo neki strah od te dubine, od nepoznatog.
I don't know why, but even now when I swim I sometimes see the flosk of the shark.
Ne znam zašto, ali ja dan danas kad nekad plivam onda imam osjećaj da vidim peraju, ajkule.
It's not a problem, I immediately say glupost.
To nije problem, ja odmah kažem glupost.
The mind is just afraid that somewhere in the depths something unexpected is waiting for us.
Ali on na neki način očekuje da negdje u dubini nešto zastrašujuće čeka na nas.
And this is not totally out of place.
I to u stvari i nije nešto što nema svoje mjesto.
When we surrender to Krishna, we give up our control.
Jer kad se predajemo Krishni, mi napuštamo kontrolu.
In other words, we can expect something which has not been planned by us.
I drugim rečima možemo očekivati nešto što nismo isplanirali.
If our faith in Krishna is not so deep, we are afraid.
I ako naša vjera u Krišnu nije tako duboka, mi se plašimo.
Yesterday I went to the best dentist in the universe.
Jučer sam bio kod najboljeg zubara u univerzumu.
And I remember when I sat down on the chair of the dentist, it was the first time in my life where I had faith that this person would not hurt me unnecessarily.
I kada sam sjeo na stolicu, bilo to po prvi put u mom životu da sam imao vjeru da ova osoba me neće nepotrebno povrijediti.
And by this fear, by this faith, I was no longer afraid.
I zbog te vjere nisam više bio uplašen.
So if we have faith in Krishna, then we are also not afraid to surrender to him.
I ako imamo vjeru u Krišnu, onda također nismo uplašeni predati mu.
But if our faith is not so strong, then we are naturally a little afraid.
Ali ako naša vjera nije tako snažna, onda je prirodno da se malo plašim.
And just like the dentist, you have heard so many things that the doctors do wrong. They only want to make money and they give you the wrong advice and the wrong material in the tooth.
Paš kao sa zubarima, toliko mnogo loših stvari su čuli u liječnicima, oni vam davaju krive savjete, onda vam stavljaju krive stvari u zube.
Then when you go with this information on the dentist chair, you just go, oh, you just are afraid that something bad will happen.